The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Yeah, I knew we needed a chunk, and I was thinking about more yardage, and then, it was bad execution.
All right, we're not in the buy or sell portion of the program yet, but is anybody buying that? Is anybody buying Tom Brady there? Does the defense's case hold water? Let's go.
No.
You're killing your inner Bob Ryan right there.
Yeah, that was supposed to be Marissa Tomei, but everything turns into a Bob Ryan, Jackie. My biological clock, Jackie! Bruce Arians said Brady knew yesterday, and then today he said, well, he saw what he saw on the field. Who knows what that means? But there was not knowing it was a fourth down. We can all agree. It's okay to admit it. He didn't know it was a fourth down. There were those shots of Brady screaming at teammates earlier in the night. There was a shot of Foles waiting, maybe, for Brady postgame, and Brady never coming out. Not that the NFL should want anyone meeting up for handshakes anymore after Gilmore and Mahomes last week. Buccaneers lose to the Bears. I know Sarah wants in on that, but we're going to start with Tim Kalishaw. Does Brady have to admit this is all on him, Tim?
I think he does. I mean, I never expected a Bears-Bucks game to come down to what did he know and when did he know it. But as Tom Brady walks over and does this to the ref after the play, what is he saying? What time do the bars close in Chicago? Four? Is it four on Thursdays? I can't remember. Because that might have come into play in a different era. But, I actually think it's better if he didn't know, if he momentarily forgot, if he's thinking about the clock and throws that pass. If he knows it's fourth and five, why are you throwing it 20 yards downfield to a covered Cameron Brate, a play when you have a running back you might have dumped it to and gotten the yardage and kept things moving? He doesn't look good by what he said, but I think he's better off not knowing, actually.
Right. So shouldn't he just say, I didn't know, and just move on? Take this one.
Because it sounds bad to say you don't know what down it is.
Sarah Spain?
Yeah, first of all, it's 4 during the week, and it's 5 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Whenever we get
back to the bars in Chicago. Yes, you were right. Thursday Night Football, spot on, 4. Yeah. I think he looks bad either way. Because to Tim's point, he's got Vaughn that he could drop over the top about 6 yards in front of him to get the first down, and he instead goes into coverage 20 yards downfield. That's a bad choice if you know it's fourth down. It's also terrible if you don't know that it's fourth down. So he can't win either way. But we're going to keep focusing on Tom Brady. And is it because he's old? This has nothing to do with age. He was flustered. And he was flustered because the Bears pressured him on 43% of his dropbacks, which is the most any team has done since 2017. Because 16 of the 19 times, they only rushed 4, and he still couldn't keep it together. Not to mention all the penalties his team was taking. He's learning a new offense and new weapons. Everything is still in flux for a Tom Brady that's just not as comfortable as usual, plus the age. So he was flustered because the Bears made him flustered. Let's give him some credit.
Clinton Yates says Brady have to admit he blew this.
Yes, how many excuses are you guys going to make for a dude who has clearly lost a step? It's okay. I'm sorry. There's 4 downs. That's all you got to remember, buddy. You're Tom Brady, all the hubbub about how you win games and you've got the complete package and you can't even figure out what your down situation is after going 0-for-6 for 20-plus yards in the game. I'm sorry. It's a big-time botch and a big-time moment, and he lost the game. It's okay. If we're going to praise him so much for doing everything great when he's supposed to, you can say something about him when he messes it up. He messed that one up. It's fine.
And now, Jackie McMullen. This used to be your account, Jackie. It's not anymore.
Yes,
does Brady have to admit he blew this one?
Yeah, I think it would behoove him to do just that because clearly he thought it was fourth down. And I'm okay with everything, what everybody's saying, except for this. Here's what I don't understand. It's why everybody's saying that Brady blew this game, that he cost them the game. I'm pretty sure when they started that final drive, they were on the 25-yard game with a minute and 13 seconds left. Now, I understand vintage Tom Brady can march everybody down the field. But the reason they lost this game was earlier in the game when all those penalties that Sarah mentioned, they were in field goal range 2 different times, Tony, and because of all these very ill-advised penalties, they get out of a scoring range on 2 different occasions. They're the most penalized team in the NFL. So part of the reason why Tom Brady is flustered is because he's playing for a very undisciplined football team after playing for perhaps the most disciplined football team in NFL history. Does that excuse not knowing the four downs? No, it does not. He should just take that one and say, it's on me, let's move on. And that's really
saying he lost them the game. Maybe he didn't win them the game, Jackie. They needed 35 yards in the last minute and 30 seconds.
Definitely did not win them the game.
And he's got the most drives of anybody in the league in doing that.
Thank you. You signed Tom Brady to win that game. He didn't do it.
Exactly right. Well, we asked for an admission from Tom Brady. Sarah, does this panel have to admit the 4-1 Bears are good?
They're better than I thought they were. They know how to win close games, and I'm looking at a schedule that started out looking too much for them, and now I'm looking at some of the teams on there, like the Texans or even the Titans, who knows what their future looks like, and I'm seeing four games that I would be shocked if they won. Only four games that I would be shocked if they won. So there's a bigger postseason field. I'm not out on them yet, considering how the defense looked better last night, and Nick Foles seems to be picking things.
Then what did you see from Chicago last night?
I think the Bears are pretty good. I think we look at teams offensively when we first think, is that team good? Oh, they got Aaron Rodgers. Oh, they got this. Offensively, the Bears are a little fuzzy, but defensively, they can be really good, and they can certainly be one of seven playoff teams.
I love a good fuzzy bear. There you go, Tim Kalishaw.
Yeah.
I want to get back to one thing, Jackie Mack. The other part of this Brady conversation is, well, did you see him with his teammates? And you see this every game. He's a competitor. But the way he's going after his teammates at the end of the third quarter after that sack, and then he's the one that kind of has a boneheaded play at the end of the game.
Well, sure. That's why he should own it. But he has every right. One of the other reasons they signed Tom Brady, Clinton, was because he's a leader and he gets on guys if they make mistakes. And those penalties, so many of them were unforgivable. Now, they also got nailed on a rushing the passer call that was somewhat questionable. And here's the other thing that I find interesting, and this is why I love sports. If Tom Brady had taken them back to win, you know what we'd be talking about this morning? Why on earth the Chicago Bears were throwing the ball on their final drive there when they should have been getting
running
the ball?
All right. You really, there's a lot more excuses for Tom Brady. That started with me saying, you know, he was really yelling at his teammates for blowing assignments earlier in the game, and you're refusing to acknowledge that. It might behoove your point total to acknowledge that.
I don't know what else to say. He should have known. He didn't know. He should admit it. What else?
There we go. We could have got through that in about a minute.
I gave you 5 minutes ago.
We have a very important basketball game to talk about, Jackie. Let's please do that. Game 5, okay, Lakers Heat. Goran Dragic remains doubtful. So there's what Miami needs to do tonight to extend this series or whether it's delaying the inevitable. But I want to start with something else. LeBron versus you people. I don't just mean you people. I mean, there are absurd conversations going on. I'm watching Stephen A. in first take saying LeBron's doing it against the softest era. I'm hearing Skip Bayless say a win here would not be good for his legacy. I don't even know what to do with that. So LeBron says he's not thinking about his legacy. A fourth championship, should it happen tonight, Jackie, how would you view it for LeBron?
I think if LeBron wins tonight, and I expect that the Lakers will, which means LeBron will, I think this is probably the most remarkable championship of them all, Tony. The more I talk to people and interview people as they exit the bubble, and you hear the tremendous stress they were under, both personally and professionally, this asterisk that people want to put on it, to me, more and more, means it's one of the most remarkable feats that's ever happened in sports because of the mental temerity it has taken for both of these teams to get this far the way they have. So in terms of LeBron's legacy, I think this might be one of the greatest wins of all for him.
Okay. I'm going to throw out that question, would a win hurt his legacy or really not help his legacy? Because I think that's just absurd.
How can anyone even?
But the talk that you're hearing that LeBron's doing this against the softest era, Stephen A. said that. That LeBron's doing this against a team that's hurt in the finals. Well, we've seen that before from other teams, too. Is he getting too much criticism for how he wins? Jackie?
Oh, I thought you were asking Clinton. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. To me, it doesn't, you play who's put out on the floor against you. And that's true about you. I mean, you didn't hear people complain about the Toronto Raptors who played against a Golden State Warriors team who was very, very diminished by the time Durant and Klay Thompson were off the floor. And yet, everybody celebrated this great champion. There's a lot of jealousy surrounding LeBron James. He is the greatest player of his era. That's undisputed. And what he's doing right now is incredible. And he should be the MVP of the
finals. Bring Sarah Spain in here in Chicago, because part of this conversation, of course, goes back to Jordan and that 6-0 in the finals. It comes off like it's 100-0 when people want to compare generations here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was guilty of being a part of that group of people that was so defensive of someone great before that we weren't willing to open our eyes to the greatness we were watching in front of us. And too much of LeBron's career has been spent comparing him to someone instead of acknowledging his own greatness. Statistically, this will help him in those arguments because it adds another title. Statistically, also, only 7 times in NBA history has a player amounted for 500 points, 150 rebounds, and 150 assists in one postseason. 7 times. 6 of those are LeBron James. He's done things we haven't seen before. He's unbelievable statistically, and then you add into Jackie's point, he's doing this in the bubble, but also because of what people will remember about a Lakers season that starts with Kobe Bryant's terrible passing and ends with them winning and dedicating it to him. That sticks with people more so than just another title, and so I think that's going to help his legacy a ton.
Tim Kalishaw?
I think this is more than just a fourth title with 3 different teams for LeBron. It's 10 trips to the finals, or excuse me, 9 trips to the last 10 finals. He's been to 10 overall, but 9 of the last 10. And we used to always say, yeah, he always goes in the East. So he goes to the West, and it takes him 2 years to get to the finals and win. So it would appear, even in year 17, if you can still be the best player in the league, then you are a special player really beyond anything we've seen.
Clint Yates.
I think this is an interesting situation because it shows how versatile LeBron is. It's not just about getting another ring for his personal legacy. Reminder, Planet LeBron crashed into Laker Nation, and it was almost a disaster. To get back to this point and to win that for that franchise, I think is tremendous. And I think overall, part of the reason why he's not that concerned about talking about it is that reminder, again, it's 2020. Forget about COVID. For black folks in America, which is a very serious part about what is going on in the NBA, there's other things on your mind, man. Winning this was the goal when the season started. But with everything that's going on so far, I think it's easy to say LeBron like, all right, winning it was the task. There's other things at hand. I really appreciate his attitude going into this.
There's one more thing I always think about in this conversation. I said, Sarah, that Michael Jordan 6-0 record in the finals feels like 100-0 when people want to. But it's not 6-0. It's 6-9. He played 15 seasons. You don't just get credit for winning finals. When you didn't make the finals, that's a loss. And LeBron could be 4-13 at this point. Jackie, last question here is, because Clinton just said, you know, he's not worried about the legacy. He says that, right. But does he want to win MVP tonight? I know you think he should, but does he want to?
Of course he does, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think the larger point Clinton is making is a good one, that his legacy, and I think he's right about this, LeBron, I always thought his biggest legacy would be player empowerment because he invented it and refined it and has opened the doors for everybody. But now I think you can add as an addendum that his legacy is going to be one of the most vocal and articulate people in terms of social justice. And the power he has in that way and the way he's affected others is pretty unbelievable.
Get a vote. You were voting for Finals MVP. You don't know what's going to happen tonight. Clinton, who are you going with?
I think LeBron's going to have a monster night, and that's going to win him the award.
Kalishaw?
I think Anthony Davis still has a chance,
okay.
But it's an outside.
And Sarah Spain?
AD's got a shot, but I think LeBron will
and
get
Jackie,
it.
Jackie, you already paid your vote for LeBron earlier in the week. Coming up, Yankees-Rays Game 5. Clinton, you said when Bob Gibson passed away, he was your father's favorite player. For me, my father loved Whitey Ford, Yankee great, passing away today at age 91. You want a stat that matters? Most wins in World Series history. That's a stat that matters. Can the Yankees get a Whitey Ford start from Garrett Cole tonight in 2 minutes?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Maybe there's 324 million reasons why Gerrit Cole signed with the Yankees, but why the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole, this is the number one reason. Winner take all on short rest. 3 days rest, which is not as short as Tyler Glasnow, who gets the start for Tampa on 2 days rest. This has been the one series that's back and forth for the season. Tampa 8-2 over New York. Clinton, what will decide this game? Will it be pitching or home runs?
I think you got to say it's going to be pitching. You know, Gerrit Cole, obviously super expensive. He's the guy you want there. But Glasnow, it's actually his bullpen day, so it's not completely out of the realm of regularity for him to be throwing. But they got to find a way to get 27 outs. But I'm concerned that Boone's going to get touchy about Garrett if he gives up anything late, because they're going to have to play longer for their expectations. They pull him out, they might lose this game, and I think they are going to.
Okay, all right. Wait, this is like a ping pong match. All right, so wait, who do you have in the game?
Rays are going to win this game because Boone's going to pull Garrett too quickly.
Tim Kalishaw. Mm.
Tampa Bay's got a lot of pitchers to throw at the Yankees, none of them on a decent amount of rest. I think it's a home run game to answer your
question. Thank you very much, Mr. Kalishaw.
The Yankees are going to supply the power.
Darius Spade.
Well, now that Kalishaw gave you a clean answer, I'll just say that, like, home runs are the result of pitching, so, like, it wouldn't be one or the other so much as it might be both. That being said, I still think that the Yankees, despite that short rest for those guys, it's going to look like yesterday's game. You get about four from the starter, you get five clean innings from some of those relievers, then you get enough homers from
your
hitters.
Wow, you think the Yankees would be content with four innings from Gerrit Cole? Jackie Mack.
Not content, but I'm saying they would be able to do that.
All right, Jackie, how about you?
I think they need more than four innings from Gerrit Cole. I think they will get him because he's going to pitch so well that he'll get to stay in, and then Clinton's prediction will not come to pass. I will say this. Isn't Stanton due for just another two or three?
He's
or
been
four
great.
Fingers?
I want much to maligned and much injured
yes.
for much of his time with New York.
A bit like I am certainly. On this show today, I would say.
Oh, really? Is like that what we would say?
Wow.
All right. Well, let's see
Go
if
ahead,
we can
man.
Change that,
Go
Jackie.
Ahead. I'm pulling I dare you.
Yesterday's dare closeout. You. Legitimate arguments over who's been the most impressive team so far. The Braves, who never let up a run. The Dodgers, who also haven't lost yet. And the Astros, who want you to know that they know that you don't want them here. First, though, let's talk about Zach Greinke real quick. Was he tipping his pitch to let you know that he knows that a batter knowing what's coming isn't the be-all, end-all? Only to let up a home run to Laureano? Is that what happened, or was it just coincidence, Tim? What happened here?
That's got to be not something else. He's not Trevor Bauer. He's not sending signals to the
air. Darren, did you think this was on purpose by Greinke? You know, no.
No, that was exchanging of signals, not telling.
Nobody? Wouldn't it be a great story if it was?
I do.
Okay, Jackie, go ahead.
Here's how you signal to a baseball field.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but Clint, remember that game when he was talking about how he likes to speed the game up and he doesn't like guys on base, so he tells the pitch ahead of time. It saves time. He's on the record saying that.
So he's telling his catcher that, and the batter sees it, and then he lets up the home run that passes. Okay, I could buy that one.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Most impressive team to close out yesterday. Again, I mean, these just incredible performances from Atlanta and Los Angeles. They haven't even lost yet this postseason, Sarah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a temptation to say the Astros, through everything they've gone through a bad regular season, and they're impressive. But I'm going with the Braves. 49 innings, and they only trailed once for four innings. And they came right back and hammered them right after that. So it's the Braves for me because they're kind of the newest addition to this mix.
Jackie?
Yeah, I'm going with the Braves, too, because during the season, their pitching was just so-so. Now they've gone 49 innings and give up one home run total during the entire postseason. Sarah and I got this right.
Why?
To me, every single time I think about the Houston Astros, I think about my man Johnny B. Baker saving the dignity of that franchise by jumping on that grenade and actually doing something, and they're looking decent right now. If they win the title, let him take the trophy home and keep it in his crib, because the franchise doesn't deserve
it.
Dusty Baker has done everything.
The Braves did a great job against two different teams that can't really hit the ball that well. The Dodgers are doing it against a team that we thought could, and they did a little bit, but not nearly enough, and they swept the Padres. And it's the Dodgers.
Now it's 22, okay. Spain 21. Call
us when it's a title.
That's going to be enough to get into the showdown. Yates and Jackie McMullen.
Back to TC.
Ooh, Jackie, sorry. We'll get to you next time.
It's okay, Jake. Man. I was on my own 25 with only 113 to play. I get it.
Kalishaw Spain showdown next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The 10th all-time meeting between Tim Kalishaw and Sarah Spain in Showdown. You know what the head-to-head is?
Okay.
Sarah 8.
We don't know.
Kalishaw 1. Explain yourself, Kalishaw. That's terrible.
That's a flukish record.
Week 5. The sample. Mystery that is week 5 in the NFL. No positive test for Tennessee today. So Tuesday night football versus the Bills looking possible. Broncos-Patriots move to Monday night at the moment. And then the Jets shut down their facility today after a perceived or reported positive test. They're looking into that, so their game with Arizona Sunday, anybody's guess. A Broncos player said, make this make sense for me. They seem to be upset about all this intrigue. Make this make sense for us. What is week 5 right now, Tim Kalishaw?
It's the NFL doing everything it can to get these games in, and these players on teams that don't have positive tests, they need to stop whining about it and realize, take a more collective attitude, just try to get this season in.
I mean, it sounds like a good plan, but you can't put on double headers like you can in baseball. So if you're a football team, you have a right to be mad about this. The NFL should have planned ahead with more built-in breaks.
I think that is the headline. Speaking of don't whine about it, Tim, maybe don't whine about the small sample set of this matchup, 8-1, Sarah Spain. We'll move on.
I'm going to whine.
Okay, the premier game of week 5 that's on schedule as of now, Colts-Browns, both 3-1. I guess we'll find out which team is better this week, Sarah Spain. Who you got?
The Browns are facing a tough team in the Colts with that defense. The Cowboys should clearly bust up the Giants, and if they don't, then it's worse than we think.
Mm-hmm, okay. And
I got the Colts, and I think the Colts are making a statement. And who was really giving Phillip Rivers a chance to go to the playoffs with this team? Not many people. I think it's going to happen.
I think the Colts were some people's pick to make a playoff run here with Phillip Rivers.
Well, of course they were.
Oh, man, sure that's a tough, of course tough blow for Kalishaw, 2-1. Showdown 3, Clemson-Miami, Trevor Lawrence, Derek King. This is a top 10 matchup of the weekend. Chances the number 1 Tigers go down to number 7, Miami. Timmy.
None. Score in the last 2 years, Clemson 92, Miami 3.
Wow, is that just, whoa, that's a good piece of information. Here's a few points. Sarah, your answer?
A moment of hope for Miami. Clemson defense has only allowed one play of 50 yards or more, but Miami's had success off of their explosive offense. I think they've got a shot.
Okay, a moment of hope for Miami and a moment of hope for Kalishaw there until Spain gets the last point and wins again. Sarah Spain, FaceTime.
You're such a nice guy, too, Tim. I almost feel bad. The NBA season could end tonight if the Lakers win. And I want to give a shout-out to everyone in the bubble who has brought us the great coverage, not just the reporters, but staffers, employees, everybody who's been down there to bring us this great respite from everything we're dealing with and has showed the nation how you can keep people safe and protected. There's some other places that can take a cue from them. A special shout-out to Malika Andrews, 25 years old, 100-plus days in the bubble, crushing the coverage. She's awesome.
Malika Andrews.
You're the best, Malika.
100% hey, career win percentage on this show. Unlike Tim Kalishaw.
Shout out to Tim Bontemps.
Not a respite.
See you guys. We'll see you Monday.